The Vikings have traditionally been seen as the bad guys of history, raping and pillaging their way through Northern Europe. But the violence they're remembered for is only part of the story. In the year 793, invaders from what is today Denmark and Norway started arriving by longboat on the northeastern shores of Britain. Initially, these Norsemen, meaning people from the north, didn't plan to settle in Britain. These first trips were raids to steal treasure and women. On June the 8th of that year, Vikings attacked the holy island of Lindisfarne off the northern coast of Northumbria, stealing everything they thought was of value and killing the priests. Many more terrifying attacks on Britain followed. Then, gradually, some Viking raiders began to settle permanently in England. In 878, after losing a battle to the Anglo-Saxon king Alfred the Great, these settlers reached an agreement allowing them to stay in Britain, but with strict boundaries. They established their own system of laws and government, called the Danelaw, and ruled over territory including the whole northern and eastern part of England. In 1016, a prince from Denmark named Canute became king of all England. Norse influence had reached the highest level of society. During the years of the Danelaw, when Anglo-Saxon speakers needed to trade with their old Norse-speaking neighbours in the east of the country, the Anglo-Saxon language had to be simplified. Anglo-Saxon was, like modern German, an inflected language. This meant that extra information about words was added in suffixes or prefixes. It was extremely hard for non-native speakers to use the language well enough to avoid misunderstanding. So some of the complicated Anglo-Saxon word endings were dropped, and simple-to-use prepositions like to and from were introduced instead. The Old Norse pronouns they, their, theirs, and them replaced the confusing Anglo-Saxon ones that had been used until then. About 150 Old Norse words were adopted into the developing English language, including the words for egg, happy, law, husband, gift, and sky. It isn't that many compared with the tens of thousands of words that the Norman invaders from France would introduce after 1066, but the language of the Vikings did have other important influences on English. Old Norse is reflected in hundreds of place names around Britain, especially in the areas of the north and east of England, where the Vikings settled. For example, the cities of Grimsby and Selby incorporate the Old Norse word by, meaning town or farm. Edale and Dovedale incorporate the Old Norse dale word for valley. Many of today's most common British surnames reflect the Norse tradition of adding son to a person's name to show a family connection. These include Stevenson, Wilson, Richardson, and of course Johnson, the surname of the current British Prime Minister. Most linguists agree that English has the largest vocabulary of any language ever, and that's partly because English has no problem keeping two words that mean the same thing. Take frightened and scared, for example. Frightened comes from Anglo-Saxon, while scared was introduced from Old Norse. What's the difference between them? In terms of meaning and register, there's practically no difference at all. A similar example is sick and ill. The word sick comes from the Anglo-Saxon word seok, while the word ill comes from iller, which arrived with the Vikings. Why keep both words? A better question would be, why not?